say, talking again about law, you'd say we have...
Have drugs.
Mm-hmm. What would you call things that people...
I would have them, but yeah. I try...
Now you'd say dragged. Yeah. It's really...
They went to Little Rock Junior College in 1929, the year I was born.
Mm-hmm. They were going
were going to college. See? Mm-hmm. So, now I guess it wasn't maybe till 31, maybe it was a couple of years old.
Mm-hmm.
The school started in 29. But they went together, and he was older than she was, so somewhere they went to junior college together, and that was a lot of education in those days. And my sister was a school teacher when she got out of junior college.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess really, from some of the people we lived around, we had a lot more things than they had, and probably they thought of us as somewhere up the ladder from them, but we didn't think of ourselves as that way.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly, we didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, we weren't uppity or conceited or anything like that. I don't think anybody thought that.
Mm-hmm. I think you know this. This is a farm question, but I still think this is, what would you call a thing that people used to break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
And do you know, after they plowed, something that they would use to break the ground up even finer?
A disc. I wouldn't have called it a harrow.
Okay, yeah.
But I would recognize that in a...
But you'd recognize
in writing, but
in
nobody
writing,
around
nobody
here would...
What would you call the thing that ran underneath the wagon that the wheels would fit onto?
An axle.
Do you know what you would call kind of an X-shaped frame that you might lay logs across to saw? It'd be like, two things together like this on either end, and then you'd lay a log across it.
Well, you mean like a sawhorse?
Okay, a sawhorse.
Yeah.
Now, what about the a thing... If it were A-shaped, and then you put boards on the top of it, would that be the same thing?
Yeah.
You'd give it the same name?
Well, I mean, that's what I would have called a sawhorse.
Sawhorse, yeah.
But I don't know what you were referring to the first time.
Okay. If you were fixing your hair, you'd use a comb and a...
Brush.
And then when you were using one of those things, you'd say you're going to do what to your hair?
Fix it or do it.
To get lint off your clothes, you'd have to...
Brush it.
Now, people used to sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap. Or a strop. But it was a strap to me.
It was always a strap. Yeah.
I used to get punished with a strap.
Oh, did you really?
Razor strap. Same strap that they used to sharpen my father's straight razor.
It was
the ultimate punishment.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was the final one.
The final one. I mean, when you did something really, really bad.
You got the razor strap.
Oh, wow. Terrible. It made you hurt to think of it.
It made you remember.
I bet it did. What would you call the ammunition that you would put in a pistol?
I'd call it shells.
What would be the...
I wouldn't call it cartridges.
You wouldn't call it cartridges.
No.
Okay. Now this is something that you'd find on a playground or something for children to play on. A board that goes up...
A seesaw.
And when children were playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
Now something, another sort of playground thing, this would, though, it goes, children can get on it, and it goes round and round.
Well, we would have called it a merry-go-round, although it really wasn't. A merry-go-round was what we saw in the park, or at the carnival, or at the circus, but also that was a merry-go-round,
mm-hmm.
too.
And then if you had, like, two ropes tied to a tree or something with a seat across, you'd call that
a swing.
What would you call a container?
Bag swing. It's distinguished from a tire swing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we used to use it on a sack, a tow sack,
mm-hmm.
filled with hay and a rope, and that was the ideal swing.
And that was a bag swing?
Oh, yeah. And you get something high and...